We're talking today with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. Your annual meeting underway here in Santa Fe. It looks like a good crowd this year, Roger.
Really good crowd, yeah. People are feeling good, I think. You know, getting the Farm Bill passed, that was a really, really big deal. It was important to these guys. You come from a state where you have the chairman of the House Ag Committee. We worked really closely with him. Congressman Lucas and Congressman Peterson, the ranking member on the House. And, you know, as I said last night, one of the really high priorities that Farmers Union put into this farm bill and every farm bill is making sure that we have safety nets for times that are difficult, when disaster strike and when markets collapse. And it was the House version of the farm bill that really stuck to that and came through with price support programs that, you know, a lot of folks are looking at them and saying, well, gee, if the price gets that low, I'm going to be in trouble. Well, yeah, but what if it gets even lower? You know, then you're even worse trouble. And so we're pretty pleased with what we got out of the farm bill, and particularly pleased with that part of it that really came. It was the support in the House Ag Committee from the chairman and the ranking member that really made that happen.
Right, of course, obviously very tough negotiations there toward the end, and really both options were out there at the end of the day for the farmers to look at.
Yeah, and in fact, they still are. You know, farmers have to make an election, you know, and that election is for the life of the farm bill. And I'm sure there will be those who will choose the option that came from the Senate, and there will be some that will choose the option that came from the House. Ultimately, I think farmers, it's going to depend on what your outlook for the next 5 years are. If you really are worried about a steep price decline, then you're probably going to gravitate towards the PLC program that came out of the House. Right. And if you're going to gamble on the market's going to be good and, you know, you think that's fine, well, you know, you're probably going to gravitate more towards what came out of the Senate. And so that's fine. You know, farmers can make those choices, and there may be some parts of the country where one of those models fits better than the other. But, you know, that's really what farm policy ought to do, too, is to provide options that make sense for folks no matter where they are.
You didn't talk a lot about this last night, but what are your concerns? What are your hopes regarding implementation? Are you satisfied with what you're hearing so far?
Yeah, I know it's going to be a challenge because this passed late. You know, a lot of folks back your way, they're done planting a lot of the crop, and now they have a farm bill that's going to happen, you know. But by and large, I don't think planting decisions are going to be impacted by the farm bill, nor likely should they be. So that's not that big a deal. But farmers, nonetheless, really want to know what the rules are, and they want to, you know, they want to have some time to analyze things. And, you know, there's a lot of different options and choices that need to be made. You need some time to sort of run through all those numbers and consult with experts and figure things out. And that's going to take a while to get all the rules out in front of folks. So this is going to be a year that's a really important year because USDA is going to have to work really hard to get the program details out and announced, and then farmers are going to have to quickly look at them and make decisions that are going to impact them for the next 5 years. I think the secretary has appropriately placed the first and most important emphasis on getting the disaster pieces out. In fact, they're retroactive for a couple of years, and so you've got folks that suffered major, major losses, struggling to hang on, and so let's get that out. You know, we kind of know what the terms are there. It's not going to take all that much in terms of new regulation to get that out. So get that out, and that's sort of the first step, and then the details of the rest of the options are going to come out as they, you know, as they can. You know, it's a rulemaking process. You have to put the rule out. You know, you have to take comments so that you don't make some inadvertent error along the way, and consider the input from folks who comment as well.
Crop insurance, really important part of that safety net that you alluded to.
Yeah.
Your thoughts about the Obama administration budget? They proposed some cuts.
Yes, and that's not new. You know, we've seen these cuts from every administration for many, many, many years. It doesn't matter who the administration is. It is, you know, it's just one of those challenges that you always have to face. At the end of the day, I think the recommendations that come in the budget relative to crop insurance aren't going to be given a whole lot of weight. Those decisions are made as a part of the Farm Bill. Mm-hmm. And in order to implement those budget recommendations, you'd have to go in and undo pieces of the, well, nobody's going to do that. For crying out loud, it took us 4 years to get this Farm Bill done. We're not going to start tinkering with that and pulling pieces out of it. Right. So I, you know, that is a budget document is sort of the administration's sort of priority list. And there are pieces of it that we'll agree with, and there will be pieces that we disagree with. You know, on the other side of that, and I talked about this last night, a lot of folks don't like to talk about or acknowledge the fact that, you know, climate is a really big issue in this country and for this industry. We know that it's changing. And I think the administration's budget puts a number of things out there, frankly, that are really good, that are voluntary, that are options for farmers to pick and choose from and start doing some of the practices. And I know in the state of Oklahoma, you've always had a long-term, deep interest in doing the right kinds of things with the land, in the water resources, which are limited and precious. And the more options we can have for folks to take advantage of programs like that that are going to help heal up and make this this source of our livelihood a longer-lasting, more sustainable source, those are good things. And there are a number of positives in the budget in that area as well.
National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson talking with us here at the 2014 NFU Convention in Santa Fe, New Mexico. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.